Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I am your host, Society's Mutant / Metahuman Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And right now, it's something very special because congratulations! We did it, folks! We fucking did it! 100 episodes. We are on issue 100 right now. I can't believe it. We've done the show for 2 years now. I've done it. And now we're on the big-time network, Nerderballs. We got so many fans out there. We've had so many cool guests on, some of which I can call friends now. We've had some brilliant fucking folks on here, men and women, all of which truly talented, whether the writers, the artists, the inkers, the actors, all of them. I want to say big thank you for coming on the show and making it what it is. And the show now has given me so many opportunities to now, I can say, officially say, which we're going to talk about today, I'm a comic book writer. And I wouldn't have that without you guys at home. So definitely thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the show, for sharing it, for putting it out there, for listening to the interviews we have with these big name folks. And we have bigger fucking ones to come. Like, we have some really cool people coming on the show. But this is issue 100. And so I wanted to celebrate by doing the intro and saying thank you to you guys at home, because it really means a lot. And make sure you guys share it. Make sure you review it. Make sure you tell your friends about it. You know, share what you want about it. Post about it on social media. And you can tag us, the hashtag the Comic Chronicle Podcast, on Instagram or Twitter, or, you know, on anything on there. And it really, really helps. And we want to give more to you guys. It's what the show was made for, was to, it's gonna be a little bit longer of an intro. The show was made to give you guys the behind the scenes of comics. And I'm gonna shed a tear now. But we did that. We've done that in with so many ways, with all the people we brought on, whether it's acting a character, writing or drawing a character, or characters, or what it may be. So, you know, we're on the 2-minute mark now. I'm just going to say thank you once more. You guys are amazing. Please, 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 don't give up on us. We love you all. We have some really cool people coming on in the future now. So I'm going to pass this over, though, because it's gone on too much. I'm probably going to shed a fucking tear. But welcome to issue 100, folks. We're in a whole new universe, a whole new decade. Well, century of podcasting. All right, now I'm an idiot. All righty, folks. And here, going to take it away right now, is future me. Everyone, that's right, I'm back at it yet again. I'm here to talk to you guys about a book I've been doing. So a little bit of, for issue 100, a little bit celebration and whatnot to say, hey, I'm doing a comic book right now with a really fun comics company right now that does those video games and more. SGGS Comics, or Smashy Graphics Game Studios, and I've been working with them now on a book called Young Power, and I want to talk to you guys about Young Power today to say, hey, it's because of you guys of why we're doing it, because of the show. You guys support the show. I've been able to go out and talk to people, allowed me to have certain, excuse me, business adventures and whatnot as well, excuse me, in certain conversations and be like, hey, here's an idea, and it does something. So I got to say thank you to the listeners out there, first off, and thank you to all the guests who have come on, and some of that just, I never got anything out of but a friend, and I definitely thank those guests. You guys know who the hell you are. And being able to go behind the scenes of comics, which is what we want to do with the show, of whether it's a cartoon, a comic book, a movie, whatever it is. So I definitely want to say thank you guys. So Young Power. What is Young Power? I'm here to talk to you guys about it, because Young Power is a comic I had, not really a comic, I didn't think it'd ever be a comic. I didn't think it'd actually be anything. It was a concept I had as a kid, that you always wanted to create that world and that place where kids and teens can escape, and everything's a little bit better than it is on the world that you're given, and the world, like Earth and shit. So there's a planet called Lativ in an area called the Youth Zone, and that's where they're created as a kid, and where all this crazy shit happens. And this is the book that you get into, and issue one is like building this world a little bit and figuring out a little bit of the villain and figuring out a little bit of what is kind of happening. And issue two is going to be figuring out these heroes and them contemplating the new world that they're about to face into a little bit here. And it's really, Young Power is a storyline out there that the message shows, we're going to dive into it, but the message of Young Power is, use your past and move forward with it to make a better future, and don't kill it. Don't kill the past. Use it. And then also of, don't let your childhood go no matter what. Keep the childhood you present in your mind, body, and soul, because that is the true you. So those are the messages that you're going to be seeing, with a mixture of, it's basically Teenage Rebellion mixed with Star Wars and Star Trek, which is basically elevator. That's like elevator pitch down the fucking chiseled minimum. And so we're looking at this, the youth zone and Lativ, the planet is futuristic. You got planet, you got robots, hover cars, spaceships, moon bases, all this shit here, and it's blue energy that they have in there. Well, I won't tell you guys all the names and shit like that. I'll let you go read a little bit of it. And it's basically the unlimited resource. You know, don't have to worry about crops and all that shit. You know, science can keep you young and almost immortal, and medical health is perfectly fine. And, you know, the people who are in charge is called Govtin. Govtin basically is, that's G-O-V-T-E-N. Govtin is the police force, almost. You know, you gotta have a military, keep everything in check. You know, kid goes mad scientist, like, thing, creates a giant monster. Who the fuck knows? Or, like, a robot AI thing went nuts. And so they gotta, like, do that, take that under control, or, you know, whatever might be happening. You know, maybe there's an invasion of some kind. Who knows? Govtin is led by Chief Lazarus Lozano. And Lozano is going in, and he's like, okay, we've always said Earth is off limits. We recruit from Earth secretly with the help of a certain group and whatnot. But right now, the plan is we're going to invade Earth. We're going to kill it. We've all, like, decades, like, the youth zone, Lativ has been around, and these kids were able to get this open world, a little bit to step back, these kids were able to get this open world due to an unknown alien race that gave them this excellent technology, this power to be able to get smart, all these things like that. They gave them Shangri-La because they knew they would be able to control it, and they knew that they would be able to live in it peacefully and live the life that some people are meant to live and not have to worry about Earth bullshit and all the craziness that ensues with that. So they gave them to that. They've since disappeared. That may or not be a future story later on. Who knows? Maybe, possibly. I don't know. So you're looking at that, and you're like, holy shit. Like, it's their own little world here. It's perfect. So it's been starting to be ruined. And after that, it's the chief, who everyone liked, turned into dictator, murdering people who are against him, saying it's for the betterment of good, doing very hard, making very harsh decisions to further his own gains here. But he thinks he's doing the right thing. Just really a true villain, almost, in the sense here. Thinks he's doing the right thing by killing Earth. You know, take as many kids as he can, and then annihilating all of it. Starts a little bit of a troublesome, as the government is almost, the Govtin is split in half, and the people are kind of split in half. So begins the civil war of the rebellion of Govtin. And so all these things are happening, going on right now. In this futuristic world where anything's possible, you know, maybe you got people powers running around, who knows, you got spaceships, you got everything else like that, you know, interdimensional technology, you have this crazy shit here, and with teenagers and kids, you can't imagine, anything's probably possible. So Yun power is that crazy different world that you can look into and be like, that fucking thing's crazy over there, but you know, I really dig that, and I connect to this person, I connect to that person, like, you see, I've tried to make it so there's teenagers and kids that are the characters, A and B characters, because it's a team book. It's not no single book. It's a team book. And you're looking at them as the whole of, okay, I can bond with that person. Oh, I got that person. I'm trying to make somebody for everybody. There's someone for everybody a little bit here. You can bond to that, you know, the inner child who's like, oh my God, that's me, or that was me. Guy, girl, whatever you identify as. So Yun Power is going to be for SGGS Comics. You can follow them at SGGS Comics on Instagram, where it'll be premiered first, and then you can follow me on my social media accounts later on. And then it's going to be on, you can also view it, follow SGGS Comics on Facebook, and as well as at SGGS Comics on Twitter. A little bit of a mouthful sometimes. It's helped. We also popped open a cold one tonight for this, because it is issue 100, and it's a little bit of a celebration sort of thing. It's the night before we premiere it. Made it to 100 issues, 2 years, fantastic guest on the show, but that's Yun Power, folks. As the writer, I wanted to come on to talk to you guys about it. It's available the 5th of every month on digital first. We're working in some really fun things here. There's going to be some tie-ins. There's going to be a bunch of fun shit going tie-ins with me, murder, whatever it may be. I can't say that much about it. I really, really want to, but the plans we have for Yun Power, folks, is that you're going to have this brand new universe you can escape into. It's going to be really, really cool, and it's been a pleasure, and I really hope you guys like it. I really do, because it's my idea as a child, and all the characters, their names and looks, or sometimes it's just their names, that are taken from, they're based, all of them are based off somebody who's meant something to me in life, as a, like a friend of mine who's been a best friend for 14 years, or, you know, or whatever it may be. You know, Birdsell, Polony, the main characters are, the main A characters, you got General Birdsell and General Polony, who are like leading their both sides, both of which think they're the right. Polony is a little bit more on the bright side of, listen, we want freedom again. We don't want dictator Lozano. Birdsell, on the other hand, is on the other side of that coin. And, you know, all the people in the government, and then slowly trickles out to citizens and all this other shit here. And you have this sci-fi flair. So I really hope you guys like it. Really check it out. The first issue is out now. You can fucking read it. It's out. And speaking of which, people have loved it. It's been shared like gangbusters. It's been out there. It's been out in the world. Thousands of people have viewed it. Thousands of people have loved it. Check it out, folks. Leave a review on it on the Instagram pages, wherever it may be, for mine, whatnot. Let us know what you think. So, as always, I've been the host of the Comic Chronicle podcast, Dakota Morgan. And it's been a blast writing this and creating this world for you guys and being able to put it down into something. Maybe it then goes on Netflix one day. Who the fuck knows? I don't care if it does or not. All that matters, folks, is take this as we wrap up this little quick mini episode, more or less an ad almost, is take this and be the message of, if you worked on 9-to-5 or even if you don't, and you're a creative out there, you can go out there and do this sort of thing. I kept this idea since I've been 6 years old. And this this concept and some of these characters, since I've been 6 years old, now I'm able to make it a reality with a comic book. And I get to work in film and shit like that. So you don't know where you're going to go in life. So if you're creative and you think you're just being bogged down all the time and you're never going to go anywhere, take it as an inspiration of, you can make it somewhere. You can do it. Sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes it takes those hours of work. And let me tell you, there's a lot of hours of work. There's a lot of weeks of work in Young Power. And maybe another series down the road. Who knows? So being able to do all this stuff and give it to you guys and give that little bit of escapism, which has been overall goal with the Comic Chronicle podcast and all the films I do, is escapism. Escape, use it to build something better. So the creatives out there I'm talking to right now, they hopefully still listening to the show, go out and do it. Don't pull yourself down with any bullshit barricades in your mind and your heart and your soul. Break down the barricades, bring down the wall, and do something about it. Do it. So in those wise words here, I'm going to leave you guys go here. We're going to go back and go and do a little bit more drinking. And in the celebration of the show, of 100 episodes, folks, we fucking did it. So stay tuned for more episodes coming up. I've been your host. And if you want to follow me, you can follow me at Dakota_Morgan97 on Instagram. And as well as you can follow me at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. Make sure you guys follow at SGGS Comics for more on Young Power and all the other fantastic series that they're doing too. It's a really cool series. They're really starting to, they're really getting traction in the comic book company. I really love them. So thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you check out older episodes of the Comic Chronicle podcast for more. And stay tuned for more episodes with some more fucking fun interviews coming up. Alrighty, folks. As always, stay classy, Latif.